Home care, this is Shinda. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Suzanne Wilkins.
Hi, Suzanne. How can I help you?
Well, I need somebody to help me.
Okay, you need a caregiver. You want to sign up for the caregiver program?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we can definitely help you. Do you want us to send the caregiver from our agency, or do you have a family member to sign up to work for you and then you get paid?
My son, Brian, said he would.
Okay, sure. Are you on Medicaid?
No, I'm on Medicare.
Just Medicare?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a Medicaid program. Are you? Maybe you could, you might be on both because it's a Medicaid program. What's your date of birth? Let me try to pull up your information.
7379.
Okay, and what's your social security number?
487062324.
24. Let me see if you can pull up the information. Okay, yes. Okay, Suzanne Wilkins?
Yes.
Okay, I was able to pull up your Medicaid information. Looks like you have a Medicaid ID, but it's inactive. So if you want to apply for the home care services, you would need to reactivate the Medicaid.
Okay.
And I could give you a number where you need to call to reactivate. Sure.
Okay. Oh, I was on the floor working out. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so did you ever have the home care services before? You ever tried applying for the service?
My sister, Tracy, decided that she was going to put herself on it, but never came up and helped.
Oh, okay. So the number is 855.
855.
373.
9994. Extension 3. Oh, pardon me. Call them. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 373.
So I'm sorry.
No, 855.
Go ahead.
373-9994.
9994.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So let me just confirm I got your address right. Do you still live at 16221 East Elm Street in Independence, Missouri?
Yes, correct.
64050.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's in Jackson County?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on, let me get the rest of the information, then I'll send in your information. So you said your son will be the caregiver. Let me get his name and number.
Hey, I'll have to look his number up real quick.
Okay, no problem.
He's a busy guy. Here we go. Okay, are you ready?
No, just give me a minute.
Okay, I'm going to write his number down so that I don't have to.
Okay, what's your son's name?
Name is Brian, B-R-Y-O-N.
B as in the boy, B-R-Y-O-N?
Yeah.
Okay, M-O-R-G-A-N?
Yep.
Okay, and what's his number?
816-799. Mm-hmm. Come on, 4-7-6-7-9. Come on, my eyeballs, I'm crying. 799-4639. There we go. 816-799-4639.
So 816-799-4639.
Correct.
Okay. And let me see what else I need. Do you want to write down your Medicaid ID so when you call them, you'll give them your Medicaid ID?
Yes, please.
Okay, so it's 181.
Okay.
443-3737. Yeah, so that's the number. 181-443-37.
181-443-37.
Seven, yeah, that's your Medicaid ID.
Okay.
So when you call them, you let them know that you want to reactivate your Medicaid. And once it's reactivated, you could call me back and we will help you apply for the home care services so your son Brian could get paid for helping you. And just make sure his name is B-R-Y-O-N or A-N?
O-N. I was 15 years old when I had him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so, yeah, so I think that's basically what we need for now. So I could give you my direct number so you could call me back directly once you have reactivated your Medicaid.
Okay.
So my number, okay, my number is 314-501-2521.
2521. And your name is?
My name is Shindel.
Start with a C or an S?
S. S-H-A-I-N-D-E-L.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow.
Okay.
And,
so the next step is calling.
If I don't want my son Brian on there.
Yeah, so if you don't want, then you could sign up anyone else, or we could send you a caregiver from our agency.
Okay, I just need a caseworker to help me. Like, I cannot drive. I have no peripheral vision. The judge said I couldn't drive.
Okay. Right, so that's what the caregiver is for. They can help with daily tasks. They can help you cook, clean, take your appointments, grocery shopping.
All right. Okay, so I'll get this done and call you back.
Yes.
I thank you very much for being patient with me.
Yeah, sure, no problem. Thanks for reaching out. We'll be in touch. Mm-hmm.